So, Roger and Glenn, you've written some columns. Roger, you wrote the most recent one in response to Glenn's column. Well, it was titled "Corruption Resides in Aspen's Taxpayer Subsidized Housing." It was Glenn's, and you wrote "The Crime Wave That Makes Aspen Great." So, Glenn, I know you've written, several columns regarding your theory that there is widespread corruption in the housing department here, Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority. Why don't you
Sure.
give us your
Well, I've been writing about this taxpayer-subsidized housing program in Aspen quite a lot over the last several years and the problems with it. In this particular column, I lamented the cheating in the program. In a nutshell, people get housing for dimes on the dollars. The taxpayers pay the difference, and then the people re-rent them for dollars on the dollars. This is actually a crime. It's in violation of the housing laws. It's also in violation of the city lodging tax. They don't collect the city lodging tax on this. I think it's safe to assume they're not declaring this illegal income on their state or federal tax returns. So it's tax fraud three ways. So this most recent column was prompted in particular by a Channel 4 investigative reporter. He came up here with his cameraman. He interviewed me, Mike Kozdrowski, with the housing office. And he actually found one of these people who re-rents their houses and got him to go on camera. The person said, "Hey, lots of people do this. I did it because I needed the money." So this investigative reporter concluded that after looking at the records and talking to a number of people, that the fraud's really rampant. The housing office, Mike Kozdrowski, said, and I quote, "It's aggravating and appalling, but there's no penalty. If you get caught doing this 100 times, you'll get told 100 times to stop." And his report aired on Channel 4 in Denver. Nothing happened up in Aspen. In fact, none of the local media picked it up. Utter, complete, and
Can I interject
silence.
here?
Yes, you can, Curtis.
So, I saw Glenn's column. There were a lot of pretty, some big accusations in there. One, that this is rampant and this is going on all over the place. And Glenn also made the allegation that local government's basically complicit in this. So I reached out to the housing authority and I asked them, "What is your data and your own internal investigations telling you? How rampant is this? How many cases of this are you aware of? What have you done? What are the punishments you have, in your toolbox to go after this?" I'm still working with them on these responses. It's taken a while. I've heard a lot of anecdotes about this, and I think that's what Glenn is basing a lot of this on.
Right. There's a faction in town, and I think it's a very small faction, that looks at employee housing as welfare. And that could not be farther from the truth. The employee housing program is actually a capitalistic idea. I mean, if you look at the roots of it, Aspen had an employee shortage. Businesses couldn't hire people, enough people to run their businesses. So they had some choices. They could either pay their employees enormous amounts of money so they could afford free market housing. They could try to build free market housing themselves for their employees, or they could come up with some group effort that was more efficient. And that's really where the employee housing program came from. It is a capitalistic idea of business owners in this town and residents of this town trying to keep services up, trying to make it feel more like a town so it's more attractive to visitors. This was never designed to be welfare. This was designed as a benefit for everybody who lives here. And I think most people in this town realize it's a benefit for everybody who lives here. So you're talking about violations of the employee housing rules. Okay, I don't condone that. Is it worth just throwing away the whole program because a few people take advantage of it?
There are undertones in Glenn's positions and in his column that he probably doesn't appreciate the housing program itself. And what you're saying is, whether that's a crime that we have to pay for subsidized housing, that's what makes Aspen great, is a subsidized housing program.
Aspen is a better town and a better place to live for everybody because of the subsidized housing program, in my opinion.